present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, you join us this week on a visit to the historic city of Warwick. When the Romans arrived in this area in AD 52, they discovered a Stone Age tribe of cannibals. Following a short battle, a truce was called, and the legionnaire Tiberius was invited by the cannibals to discuss peace terms over a feast. However, he got cold feet, so he sent them back. After her capture, Mary, Queen of Scots, was held at Coventry Castle. As a royal, Mary felt entitled to appropriate accommodation. Held in rooms which Mary first complained were too dark, Queen Elizabeth ordered bigger windows to be put in. Mary then complained that the rooms were damp, so Elizabeth ordered that larger fireplaces be built. Mary then complained that her bed was lumpy, so Elizabeth ordered she be given a feather mattress. Mary then complained her ceilings were too low. Mary's principal supporters were the MacDonald clan, which, after her death, was torn apart by the Scottish Reformation, with father and son on opposing sides. Young MacDonald was a staunch Protestant and supporter of King James. But as his father refused to renounce Catholicism, old MacDonald was burned as a heretic, veretic, everywhere a tick-tick. You hardly gave me a chance with that. In August 1642, the first skirmish between the Roundheads and Cavaliers of the Civil War took place at nearby Curdworth. There's a display in the village hall of various relics, including the first musket ball fired, which actually hit the church bell, started the English Civil War, and won a Roundhead a goldfish that died on the way home. Warwick was the birthplace of the musical performer Billy Oliver. Generally regarded as the father of stand-up comedy, Billy's laugh was said to be infectious. In 1918, he contracted Spanish flu, told a joke over breakfast, and killed his entire family. The standardisation of time measurement was defined by the Horological Synod of Warwick in 1206. The Council of Elders decreed that a year would comprise 365 units of 24 hours each, but couldn't arrive at a name for this unit. After 3 weeks of lengthy debate, the Synod members got fed up and agreed to call it a day. The electronics engineer, Alexander Preston, lived at Church Lane with his devoted wife and seven children. Preston achieved celebrity in 1972 when he developed the first energy-saving light bulb. Sadly, from then on, he didn't see much of his family. The UK headquarters of the Feng Shui Society were established in Market Street, then Priory Road, then on the other side of Priory Road, and then Market Street again. University of Warwick mathematics professor Nigel Baxter wrote the definitive work on modern geometry. However, scandal arose on the campus when it was revealed Baxter was conducting simultaneous affairs with a dozen women and was in a love dodecahedron. Warwick and its historic buildings often feature in costume dramas such as Pride and Prejudice, Tom Jones and Moll Flanders, which is why in Warwick today it's not unusual to see vaguely remembered characters from a bygone age. Let's meet four of them. On my left, Barry Cryer and Tony Hawks. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And placing her seat on my left hand, please welcome our scorer, the ever-delightful Samantha.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?